Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wording of the Mortensen tweet is going to take more than the first and fourth round picks they got for Vikings for Sam Bradford. Let's just start with what they got from the Vikings for Sam Bradford. That was a unique situation where Teddy Bridgewater went down. They were opening up a brand new stadium. They had Sean Hill, who was their backup, who would have been their starter at the point, and it was a it was a historically dumb trade. Mm-hmm. It was stupid on top of it.
And they were desperate.
They were desperate.
The season was getting ready to start.
And remember, they started off, what, 5-0?
And they made the, because it was a good team. They made the playoffs the year before.
Yep.
So they're not about to just throw away. And they should have beaten Seattle in that game.
They should have. Blair Walsh wasn't missing the.
Yeah. And so they weren't about to just throw away a season. So they overpaid for him.
They did.
They overpaid for Sam Bradford. They wouldn't have paid that much for Sam Bradford in April.
No. No. I mean, Howie at the time was probably trying, if you remember, he was trying to peddle Bradford, and people were kind of being like,
yeah,
whatever. But still, it's like, just if they traded a first round for him, then it would be like, all right, that's way too much, but I get it. The fourth round pick on top of it was kind of like Howie playing a joke, being like, General Manager Spielman, hold on a second. He puts the phone down and he looks at his cronies and he's like, watch this. I think I'm going to need a fourth round or two for Bradford.
Right.
And they're laughing in the background and he agrees to do it. I mean, it's just silly.
Unbelievable.
But I'll say this, and there's nothing, here's the thing from the Eagles' perspective. It's okay at this point. You should set the bar high. You should be asking, but what you don't want to do is scare teams off if you're really interested in trying to get the most for them, because that's ridiculous. You're not getting a first and a fourth round draft pick for Nick Foles.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So what would you take? Cleveland to 33, straight up.
Yeah, I do Cleveland 33.
35.
Yeah, I do
35. 64.
Nah.
Jets 37.
Yeah.
Jets 49.
That's about my limit
there. And a conditional, I think they'd have to maybe sweeten it a little bit than 49.
Is there a player they can give me? You can't give me a player, huh? Nobody has a player.
Maybe. Denver, 40. Yeah.
Yep.
Arizona, if they be, and they could be a player for him.
I'd do it at 47.
47, that's right. Yeah. Bang.
That's probably my limit right there.
So no Bills and no Vikings. Bills have 53 and 56.
No.
Huh.
Not when I have the other options in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot depends, whatever happens in free agency with the quarterbacks is really going to be what determines what happens. A team that gets Kirk Cousins that maybe didn't think they were going to, or vice versa. Yeah. Now, like you said, may have some desperation.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to look at teams that would want Nick, and you're talking about teams that are close to making postseason type of an appearance.
Yeah.
Those are the type of teams that would be interested in and somebody that may want to draft a younger quarterback and have them sit, right?
Well, see, I agree
with you.
Have
the young quarterback sit behind Nick for a year or two.
That's why I think it makes sense for Cleveland, to where you get the quarterback of the future, you get Saquon Barkley, you still have two other second round draft picks to where you can get other guys, you can get skill guys, you can get linemen, mm-hmm. you can do whatever you want with that, and you're in no rush or hurry. Because here's the thing about Cleveland. They actually want to win some games this year. They don't want to go through. They've won one game in two seasons.
And neither one of these rookie quarterbacks are winning anything.
No.
Next year.
Nick maybe gives you a chance to do it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to bring him in, give him a little bit of a contract extension from Nick's perspective. Hey, if he can make $30 million guaranteed in a new contract extension over a couple of years, why not do it? Yes, Ben.
We have a tweet here. This comes from @FritzQS. And people seem to be saying this nonstop, even though it makes no sense. We got a first and a fourth for Sam Bradford. A first-round pick is a given. There aren't going to be teams that are desperate for a Super Bowl MVP. Bradford was worth less. Like I said, if we're not looking first-rounder, it's got to be more than just a second-round pick. Value the potential.
Maybe more than a second-round pick. They may give you a second and a fourth somewhere else.
Could be.
Following year. could give you a second and a fourth. I mean, I don't know all the Cleveland situation, but I know they have a ton of picks.
Mm-hmm.
They've been accumulating picks for the last 2 or 3 years, so, you know.
Yeah, but what he said about a team being desperate, you don't know if a team's going to be desperate. Yeah. Minnesota ended up becoming desperate because Teddy Bridgewater went down.
Yeah.
If Minnesota's not involved, Sam Bradford's probably not traded, and then he ends up starting that season, and who knows what happened here.
Yeah, and you got to look at the motivation behind why the Eagles would want to do it. There's a couple, right. Reasons here. We know that Carson Wentz not being healthy is a deterrent from wanting to do this.
It is.
So we got that as a factor. But we're on the outside nervous because we don't have Carson Wentz rehabbing in front of us. We're not doctors, so we don't know how well his rehab is going, whether he's ahead of schedule, whether he will be back realistically opening week. We don't know these things. Guess who do know? Guess who has a better idea than we do on the outside? The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So they know. Secondly, they don't have second or third round draft picks. They have the ability to put young players in place that will be able to give you the ability to let expensive contracts go so that you always have salary cap flexibility. That's why you want young players in your pipeline and under control under rookie contracts. As of right now, they wouldn't have any in the second and third round.
Nothing.
You need that.
That's a long time between draft and you wait all night to draft. And then who knows, maybe you trade back. Then you don't even have a pick on the first night. And then you're not drafting again until the fourth round.
And your likelihood of getting a player that's an impactful player goes down. It just does. From drafting 32nd overall to drafting whatever 100 and something pick that is in the fourth round. And, oh, by the way, it's at the end of the fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at what, 120?
120.
Somewhere around there. So Nick becomes a valuable commodity that if you can, maybe somebody gives you a second and a third round pick. I don't know. Would you do it for a second and a third round pick?
Yeah. Yes.
If Cleveland gave you the second and the third round pick?
Yes. I'm not doing it just for a straight second in the middle of the right. of the second round. They would have to add to it. They mm-hmm. would. Now, I don't know if the Eagles are really serious about this.
I think they are. He's a commodity right
but
now.
But are they really serious about trading him? Because then Mort follows up that tweet with this tweet right here, where he says, hold on, I got to pull it back up. Because Pete Prisco of CBS Sports.
Yeah, he's a valuable commodity right
he
now.
He tweets, good luck with that, about the whole needing more than first and fourth. And then Mort says, which underscores the organizational sentiment that Foles is too valuable with team that expects to contend for Super Bowl again, and their franchise QB Wentz coming off ACL-CL repair. But here's the thing. If they're so serious about him coming back, why is all this information being put out there? Because, sure, they'd like to have him back. The information's being put out there because they'd like to move him and get something really nice for him, Mike.
They could shut this down if they wanted to.
Yes.
They could shut this down.
Yes.
But they are open to the idea of doing it. They're going to wait and see what offers come to them.
Do they think they're fooling anybody?
It's not about them fooling anybody.
It feels like they're trying to.
No, here's the thing, man. They have to have a little tact in doing this. You're talking about the guy who just brought you the most treasured, most cherished, coveted piece of hardware to this city ever. So you're going to do it with a little bit of respect to it. You know what I mean? They're just not going to go out there and say the guy's for sale. You know, they're going to do it a little respectful.
Oh, well, we got an offer we couldn't refuse.
Yeah, you know, they're going to do it a little respectful. But my point is that they could have shut this down if they wanted to.
Yeah, you just don't tell Peter King and Chris Mortensen that, it would take this or it would take that. They're trying to establish a market.
They're trying to create a market for him.
It's all they're trying to do. And you know what? I trust Howie completely. You do what you do, Howie.
He's worked it in the past.
John and Nova. What's up, John? Yo, John. John and Villanova. All right. Terrence, Malvern. Terrence.
What's wrong with the...
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
There we go. This happened yesterday. Is this like early hiccups in the show where we're like, all right, we're going to start taking phone calls until we go to it. Right there. I mean, listen, and the Mortensen tweet is interesting because it's you got one heavy hitter in Peter King saying pretty much the same thing as Mortensen. Mm-hmm. So you know what happens. Peter King puts that out. Now Mortensen's sending text messages or calling, right? So now he's doing that. Oh, yeah, so he's sending, he gets information, so he puts that out there. It's smart. It's smart by the Eagles because now if you go on Pro Football Talk or you listen to what the people are talking about, and it'll be on First Take and it'll be on all the other shows too. Like, this is what they'll be talking about. The Nick Foles becomes the big story in the NFL because he's a Super Bowl MVP. So now the Vikings and Arizona. Because here's the other thing. Teams that need a quarterback, what are they doing right now? They're saying, all right, this is our first choice, but if that falls through, this is our second choice. Like Minnesota. If their first choice is Kirk Cousins, what's their second choice?
Right.
Because Cousins could end up going somewhere else. Is it Case Keenum?
Yeah, could they go back to who they know already? Possibly. For a cheaper price. Possibly.
And you don't have to trade a draft pick for
right.
it. If Denver loses out on Cousins, do they like Nick Foles via trade and sign him to a contract extension?
Possibly.
Do the Bills, do they want? Cause
although I think Denver still drafts a quarterback at number 5.
You would think. Are they 5 or are they down a little bit more?
I thought they were. Who am I thinking about that's at 5?
Jets?
Maybe it is the Jets.
I'll pull up the first round order right here. That's teams right now are before free agency starts. They're going to take their crack at Kirk Cousins. There's 4 or 5 teams that want Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I think the Jets are realizing right now that they're not going to get him. That Cousins doesn't want to go to New York where he just kind of left. Not a similar situation, but the Jets aren't ready to win right now.
Yeah.
You go to Minnesota, they can give you the money you want. You can play with a team talented, right? Like that makes sense for both parties right there. For Arizona, Nick Foles makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and he's from there. So
him and his wife both went to college in Tucson.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it again. Garrett, are we working? Ben, are we trying to do it? All right, Garrett, Jersey. What's up, Garrett?
Not too much. Hey, I wanted to shift gears and talk about basketball, if you guys don't mind.
Sure, all right, sure.
All right, well, it's always kind of bothered me, just the way that the basketball games are filmed. The bird's eye view, like, it's like you can't see any of the players' faces, even with, like, the 4K TV, 60 inches and everything like that. It's like, why don't they have, like, a system of, you know, 5 or 6 cameras that are lower down in there, not, like, up at the bird's eye where, you know, they just, I don't know, especially now that we're considering getting LeBron here and we've got guys like Embiid and Ben Simmons out there. It'd be nice to see their faces other than when they're taking free throws.
Mike, your thoughts?
You know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not a big fan of the overhead camera view. You know, I get it, but it's the way watching television is today. And when you have a sort of a national game like the Sixers game was last night, like the Rockets and the Celtics game was Saturday, they're going to give you every view possible. That's what they do nowadays. Uh-huh. They do it in football. I don't like when they do it in football.
I don't either.
So, you know,
it makes me like motion sick or it's weird.
Listen, I get it. It's cool for a second when you see it, but I don't need extended shots of the play over from the overhead view. Like, I don't want to watch an entire football play from the overhead view.
No.
And
that's good for the kickoff at the beginning of the game.
One of those networks, they do that at some point.
NBC did it for a good, a large part of their broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need that.
It was weird.
I don't need that. But every once in a while to show me a play from behind and over.
It's good
over
on the replay.
Top. Yeah, it's cool. But NBA games, they did it yesterday with the Sixers.
Yep. Yeah, they're trying something new.
Yeah, we want me to tell you.
Right? They're trying something new.
Yeah.
That was random. And it was coming off last night. It's just what is our next caller?
I don't like water chestnuts in Chinese food. Why do they do that?
Well, sir, I don't know. That's just something that they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.